writer, reader, and girlfriend, Gail O'Neill is back, and we are going to give you our totally biased book recommendations for holiday gifts.
And we're not holding back, are we?
No, ma'am.
Who's going first?
You start. You're the guest.
Okay. I have to start with American Cake by Anne Byrne.
I'm with you on that one. On my list, too.
Yeah, I heard her on your radio show a few weeks ago. I was so captivated by the history of the American cake. When I heard about the book, I thought, how compelling could that be? But then to learn how the Quakers were socially responsible because they were abolitionists and refused to use any products that were the result of slave labor, they wouldn't use sugar while it was being produced on plantations.
I thought this was a revelation.
Who knew this?
Well, I guess it shouldn't come as a total surprise given that Quakers are peace-loving and
yes.
have always had humanity at the core of their beliefs. But until Anne brought that out, it never would have occurred to me to equate refined white sugar with slave owners and oppression.
Same with me. I found it fascinating.
That it is really a social history lesson.
That's right.
And she even quotes Daniel Boorstin, the late historian who was a librarian of Congress, shouldn't seem so surprising for someone who brings this level of depth to her stories. But we're making it sound nerdy, and it's not. It's just fascinating and enlightening, and you see these gorgeous photographs of cakes. Excellent recommendation. Anne Byrne's American Cake. Okay, is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to start with one of the most satisfying novels I read this year. It is titled The Improbability of Love, and the author is Hannah Rothschild. It's her debut novel. The Improbability of Love is not only the title of the book, it's also the title of a painting, which is at the heart of the book. It's an art world caper.
Oh.
And all of Hannah Rothschild's erudition comes through. I believe she is a former CEO of the Tate Gallery in London.
Oh, okay.
She's written about art, but you don't have to know a lot about art to enjoy it. It's about a down-and-out chef, a young woman who is hired by the owner of a fine gallery in London. And so you get a glimpse into this world of people who collect masterpieces we would otherwise see only on museum walls. But part of what's so special about this young woman, about this chef, is she comes from a very modest background. She is entirely self-educated, and she creates these masterpieces for the gallery owners, dinners and salons that reflect the paintings that surround them. The best part of the book, because it is a caper book, is that the painting, The Improbability of Love, is the main character. So several of the chapters are written from the point of view of the painting.
Wow.
And it sounds sort of over the top, but that's part of what made it so much fun. But it's a very satisfying conclusion. And if you're in the mood for a well-written romp, I highly recommend it. That's The Improbability of Love by Hannah Rothschild.
Okay. Well, I will see your novel with another novel. As your listeners who, or any of my Facebook friends or people who I pass in Publix have been blabbing about since spring, Julia Franks's Over the Plain Houses is the most extraordinary novel I have read in a long time.
I know, Gail, for you, this book was transformative.
It was transformative, not only for Julia's deft storytelling, but her the layers of intelligence and care and craft that goes into her writing. I read a lot of books as a critic for Arts ATL, and a lot of advanced copies come my way from publishers with very big marketing and PR budgets. And frankly, Lois, I am more disappointed than I care to admit. This book was published by a very small publisher in South Carolina, Hub City Press, who depend on raw talent and word of mouth to sell books. And this is what has gotten Julia's book on many more people's totally unbiased and biased book lists for 2016. Really, she's just taking off. It's the story of Brodus and Irene Lammy, a couple in rural North Carolina during the Great Depression. And there's a crack in their marriage. I won't say what that's about. But there are surrounding forces that conspire is too strong a word, but that are adding up to make that crack grow into a bigger fault line that eventually may break the marriage. And although it takes place in a very specific time and place, although the story does, it could easily unfold in a penthouse in New York City in 2017 or in mid-century suburbia, like in a John Cheever novel. Julia has obviously been influenced, I haven't asked her this, by writers like Barbara Kingsolver because of her very keen attention to detail and Mother Nature. And she also has a way with magical realism that reminded me of Toni Morrison. She's like the love child between those two writers. And the fact that this is her debut novel is just impressive to me. And it is my favorite book of the year.
Wow.
Of years, yes.
Wow.
That's Over the Plain Houses by Julia Franks. All right. And then my final selection is for the unapologetic aesthete. This is The Art of Celebrating by David Mann. David has been called the architect of style for the New York Times for his use of scent, sound, sight, touch, and taste to orchestrate experiences that are shared, lived, and felt by everyone in attendance. David is an event planner who has planned events for the White House, for the Obama administration. He has planned a surprise party for a birthday boy in Venice along the Grand Canal in a palazzo, and a wedding at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. These are three of the, can't tell you how many events over a 10-year career, and he has culled 26,000 images, narrowed them down to about 200, and created an extraordinary coffee table book that allows you to dive in. If you, like me, were a fan of Downton Abbey and you miss grace and grandeur and not vulgar gold-gilded wealth, but intentionality in entertaining and presenting yourself and presenting a meal, and you love The Crown now, you will love this book.
I have to tell you, Gail, once more, ah, kindred spirit, how that strikes. As you were speaking, I was thinking, this book is Downton Abbey on steroids, because the sumptuousness of these galas and the photography of them, they don't seem real, but they were real events. But you needn't be invited to them. You can just enjoy imagining what it's like to enter a room or a setting like that.
Exactly. David is a substantive human being. And when you were talking about the character in your book that's based in the art gallery earlier, it reminded me of David, because he too is self-made. He too did not have the benefit of a college education, but he had the benefit of an active imagination, curiosity, very, very creative soul. David created the world of beauty that he wanted to inhabit, that he could not have when he was a child, but he has made it for himself as an adult. He's an inspiring, loving, beautiful, bright light.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's The Art of Celebrating by David Mann.
WABE listeners may know Faith Saley from her role as a panelist on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. She's also a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning and hosts the PBS show Science Goes to the Movies. Faith wrote a memoir published in the spring that's titled Approval Junkie: Adventures in Caring Too Much. Now, you may not think that anyone who was a Rhodes Scholar, graduated Phi Beta Kappa from Harvard, did her master's at Oxford, and appeared on Sex and the City all glammed up with Sarah Jessica Parker would worry about approval or need to worry about it. But faith maintains that caring about approval is a good thing. And her essays are not only hilarious, she has a marvelous sense of wordplay. She creates all these words, like her first husband, she calls her husband.
I love that.
And so she writes so lovingly of her late mother, and she calls them mummeries.
Wow.
And this kind of wordplay, she's hilarious, she's self-deprecating, and she's so wise. And what she writes about is just so much at the core of who we are. That is Approval Junkie, Adventures in Caring Too Much by Faith Saley. Gail O'Neill, always a joy. Thank you for being my Gail.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for allowing me to be your Gail. I love it.